Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the back flower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey, and God bless us all here. And thank you for letting me come into your home tonight. Let's begin with a prayer. Get centered in the spiritual, because all good things come from the spiritual. Oh, Lord, please bless our show tonight, and please bless our communication and make it work. Help us to feel and know and sense and touch your truth, the truth of healing that has been denied us for so long. Guide us and show us your secret ways so that we can resolve the issues and the baggage and the stuff that we carry on our inner self. Bless our show tonight. Touch it so that it will work. Amen. For the FDA, God bless you guys. Whatever you hear tonight is not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose disease. If you have a disease, go to a medical doctor or a naturopath, an acupuncturist, chiropractor. Go to a licensed primary care physician. And that is our disclaimer for the night. If you want to take care of yourself, and go ahead and do that. But my disclaimer is that I'm not trying to treat, cure, and diagnose disease. God bless you. Now, let me begin by humbly saying my claim to fame is that I actually am one of the few people you'll meet who has peace of mind. And I have what the ancient Chinese call harmony in the core. I have peace and silence. I'm healthy, don't have any disease. I don't have any pain in my body as I'm sitting here talking to you. I don't have depression, anxiety, fears, worries. You know, I got my confidence. And I have stillness inside. And the coolest thing, I have my life work. I'm doing what God wanted me to do in this lifetime down here on this planet Earth, which is healing work with the bark flowers and the healing the emotional spiritual conflict inside. I think this is pretty, and that's what I teach. I teach you how to get that right. That's what my courses are about. For you to find peace inside and resolve the issues that you care of. I think this is about the most effective inner work that I have ever experienced. And the way that I've designed it, that God has shown me, so that you can do it on yourself and your loved ones. The emotional component is the missing part. Everybody's dealing with the physical, but nobody's dealing with the emotional component. And I think that this work is the answer to the darkness on the planet. You have to want it. You have to want to resolve the issues in your inner self. I can't make it happen for you. You have to want to do the work. In this time of planetary cleansing, there's a couple of things I'd like to say. One, about what's going on the planet, is don't get hooked in the doom and gloom. I recommend not to listen to the radio. Well, actually, no, you're listening to the radio. I recommend not to listen to the news, like CNN and ABC and stuff like that, because it's just a tragedy report, if it's even true. Just a bunch of doom and gloom. Don't read books about murder Don't read murder mysteries when you go to bed at night. Keep your mind positive. Don't let your mind go negative. One of the things that's going to happen is the people who were dark are going to get darker as we go through this clumsy. And the people who are light are going to rise in power. So there's a two-way thing going on the planet. One is that the dark people are growing more and more evil and growing more and more darker. And two, us light workers, us light people, spiritual people, we're growing in power and we're getting more and more stronger and more in our power. Okay. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is how do you love yourself? Each week, I like to say a little bit about loving yourself. And get a pen and write this down. Run, get a pen, some paper, and write this down. You need to learn. We need to learn to nurture, to comfort, and to uplift ourselves. Nurture, comfort, and uplift our own self. As opposed to depending on a wife to do it, or a girlfriend to do it, or a daughter to do it, or a brother to do it, or a friend to do it. We need to learn to do this on the inner self. What does nurture mean? Nurture means to bring yourself back into balance. If you're out of balance, you need to know yourself and learn about yourself so you can bring your own self back into balance. Oh my gosh, let me read a poem that I completely forgot about knowing yourself and bringing yourself back into balance. Be still and know is the name of this. If we could just be still and listen to the silence of the heart, and stop this crazy rush external and go within to the inner self and hear and listen to the still sweet voice, to the messages of our own soul. Listen to the truth as it is given and learn about our purpose and our mission. The meaning of our life. If we could just be still and listen to the silence of the heart, I like that poem. Okay, back to how do you nurture yourself? First thing is you need to discover by yourself what it takes to bring you back into balance. And part of that is to process and resolve your baggage, because as long as you've got your baggage ripping through your bones, your issues and your upset and your confusions and your hurts, you're not going to bring yourself into a state of peace. You need to learn to heal the records that you carry. Our society makes us deny them. Oh, no, everything is fine, everything is fine. And we deny our records, and nobody wants to hear about your pain. But you know what? It's real. You carry it. And it's your pain that causes your disease. It's your issues that cause your disease. We've checked out from our emotional feelings, our old traumas. And we need a good technology for healing of these old traumas. And that's what the Bach flowers come into play. And that's what I teach you how to do it. We need to heal our character defects. We're too much of a nice guy. We're too impatient. We've got too much anxiety and fear. And our spiritual defects. We've got too much pride. We've got too much hate. We've got too much egotism. We've got too much selfishness. These are things that produce our disease. We need to understand processing. And that's what I teach in my courses. So nurturing is to give yourself peace of mind and love, as opposed to depending on somebody else to give it to you. When the Anastasia boys came into puberty, they sent them out with a bag of food and a spear and a bow and arrow. They'd be gone for 4 to 6 months alone. They had bears, they had mountain lions, and they had to feed themselves. But the biggest thing was they had to be alone with the dragons and the demons and the issues and the baggage on the inner self. And when you're alone out there in the wilderness, I'm telling you, this stuff comes up. If you're running around the city and you're busy going here and helping these people and those people and doing this and that, you can hide from your garbage and your baggage. You can hide from that till the cows come home. And then it just begins to eat you up inside. Comfort means to not to look to someone else as your source, to take the time to comfort yourself and learn how to comfort yourself. What do you need? A good bubble bath? What do you, I had a student have a massage every Sunday, get her nails done. I used to go when I broke up with my wife. I was heartbroken, and I went to hot springs in Bozeman every morning. I was in the hot springs for 2 hours. I swam. I was in the hot and the cooler and the warm. I come out, and boy, I didn't have any problems all day long. Currently, I meditate 2 hours a day, two, three, sometimes 4 hours a day. I've been doing that since 1968. I love to be still and contact God. God's my best buddy. He's the only one I can go with. Have to leave everybody else behind. Uplift. How do you uplift yourself? How do you raise yourself to a higher level? Well, you know, I just finished the book Truman, which is about one of the most exciting men who ever lived, President Truman, God bless him. It was written by McCullough. It won the Pulitzer Prize. That book is so uplifting. I listened to Dr. Joseph Murphy. I listened to Napoleon Hill. And I'm also listening to John Adams' book on tape. Won the Pulitzer Prize. John Adams, he's like the coolest man that ever lived. He's president of the United States. One of the founding fathers. Cool man. Uplift me. Raise me up. All the forces around us, the TV, the people, they bring you down. But he's sucking your energy and taking your power. Uplift. We need to uplift ourselves. Napoleon Hill, you know who he hung around for fun, who he hung around with? He hung around with Thomas Edison. He hung around with Henry Ford, sleeping in their house, having dinner at the table. And, of course, Andrew Carnegie. That's what he said. He said, you need to be with people who raise you up. And when I'm not with people who raise me up, I'm busy raising up my students and teaching them, bringing them to a higher level. And when I'm alone, I'm busy uplifting myself. Uplift yourself. Make yourself positive. Get out all this negative. What is your true self, your authentic self? Your soul is your eternal self. So spiritually, your soul is your true self, spiritually. And the real purpose of life, all the great masters and all the great teachers and all the religious traditions say that the true purpose of life is self-realization and God-realization. That's where you discover your true self, your spiritual self. Psychologically, now, take a step down to the psychology self. Your true self, according to Alice Miller, is what you feel. So if you shut some of your feelings down, you're dead in the water. You're a zombie in the morning light. Psychologically, your true self is what you feel. So we want to open the heart and start to feel our feelings once again and start to wheel and deal in deep emotions so we can resolve our baggage and our garbage. And the other thing about what your true self is, it's about who you are when you're doing your life work. Your true self is what's your life work. We're all encouraged to work job. We're not encouraged to do our life work. Let me reach another point. We're going to be talking about the wild oats tonight, your life work. You should go deeper. Deeper than your current life. Deeper than the world you know and walk upon. Deeper where the flowers bloom of truth and lies all disappear. Something deep inside of you is bringing all this chaos and this darkness, drawing it to you. Something you are doing is pulling this to you. And all this pain, and I got papers falling everywhere here. Talk about drama. I'm deeper, and then bam, the papers take off and fly out across the table. Okay. Something deep inside of you is bringing all this chaos and this pain and suffering. This darkness drawing at you. Something you are doing is pulling this to you. And all this pain is coming from the inside of yourself. If you could only go from the external to the inner self and know and feel and learn about your true self, and who the person who you really are, what is laced upon the baggage of your sleeping beings, the stuck emotions, the records of your shadow side. Deeper than the superficial, shallow life you breathe and walk among the earth. External. No. Deeper into the internal self. Where dreams flow outward from the mountainside to your waiting heart. And fountains of the inner truth. The truth to drink. To know and feel. Okay. Some more about loving yourself. What is processing? I want you to write this down. Rectify and resolve. Those two words. Rectify and resolve. When you got inner conflict, when you got inner pain, when you've got issues and baggage and garbage and junk and stuff and crap, when you've got something going on inside you, don't deny it. Don't walk away, because one of the first laws of healing you'll see in my book is stay with your pain. Always stay with your pain, because God's trying to teach you something. That's a lesson. And all, we're trying to get a quick fix. I think I'll just take this pill. Dr. So-and-so, he's an acupuncturist. He'll fix me. Dr. Jones, he's an acupuncturist. He'll fix me. He's a chiropractor. He'll fix me. We're not taught that we need to learn to fix ourselves. We go to Scientology. We go to past life regression. We go to rapid eye movement. We go to all these different techniques. Massage, chiropractic, rebirthing. Somebody's doing something for you. Secret is position for myself. We need to work and fix ourselves on the inside of our own self through processing. We need to rectify and resolve the issues. If someone hurts you and says something to you that hurts you, don't push it away. Keep it fresh. Feel the pain. Stay with the pain. Woman told me that her boyfriend dumped her, her first true love, dumped her, ripped her heart apart. Stay with the pain, I said. Don't run away from it. There's a lesson in it. We need to resolve the pain and rectify the pain. And that's what I'm teaching you how to do. That's what I teach in my course. To resolve means to work it through, to sort it out. Because God wants you to learn something. Life is a learning experience. Situations are learning. Everything happens for a purpose. Everything happens for a reason. Nothing's by accident. Suffering is your teacher. Now write that down. Suffering is my teacher. Suffering is a lesson from above. we run away from the pain. We run away from our experience because we don't want to face it. Now, let me tell you some laws of healing, and I'd like for you to write these down. There's 9 of them. How do you heal? Now, healing is not something people do. Mainly, people go and take drugs. And God bless the drug cartel, and God bless the pharmaceutical. Everybody's run into the medical. Hardly anybody's healing. There's 9 laws of healing. I want you to hear these. I want you to write them down. I want you to meditate on these things. Number 1, you must want it. You can't get healed if you don't want it. It's not going to happen. I can't come over and fix you. I can't come over and heal you. You got to want it. Like going to college. I can't put you through college. You got to want to go through college. Healing's not just going to magically happen to you. It's not a magic thing. Drugs are magic. That's why in the Bible, St. Paul, referring to drugs, referred to them as pharmacia, which is a Greek word meaning witchcraft. The first thing is you have to want it. If you don't want it, you can't have it. What's buying a house? You have to want it. You won't heal unless you want it. Really bad. Number 2, write this down. Can't be negative. If you are negative, you will never heal. Quit being so resistant. And I send people to the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. In fact, you should write that down. Everybody should have that book by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Helps you not to be so negative, because if you're negative, you're not going to heal. If you're negative, you're not going to go to school. If you're negative about anything, nothing's going to work for you. You have to be positive. We need to get rid of this negative. Number 3. Now, these are very deep. They're very real. I want you to meditate on and think about them. Number 3. You cannot heal if you're under the influence of a suppressive person. Suppressive person going to dominate and control you. They're going to suck your healing away. So you're going to start healing. They're going to suck all that away. You're not going to be able to heal. They'll hold you down, keep you down. You can't heal if you're under the influence of a suppressive person. Now, here's another one. Nobody knows this. The next one, hardly anybody knows. You can't heal if there are drugs in the house. Somebody's doing drugs in your house. They make everybody sick. There's an alcoholic in the house can make everybody sick. You don't even know you're sick. But you're not going to heal. You can still be crazy. So it's something you're going to need to deal with. It's part of dealing with suppressive energies. It's like being under the thumb of a suppressive person. So if your husband's an alcoholic, he's drinking every night, you know what? You're never going to heal. You got the migraines. They're going to stay right there. You got the cancer. You won't be able to get rid of it. All right. Number 5. You can't heal if you're taking drugs. I'm the only person that's going to tell you this. The drugs rule the world. They run the world. I recommend for my students to get off the drugs you can. So can you not be drinking that wine at night? Sometimes a person says, yeah, I can do that. We'll just keep going here. If you can't do it, that was Don come in after your break there. My wonderful, wonderful engineer. If you can't get off certain drugs, that's fine. We'll give you the Bach to help to get you off the drugs. I had a woman who was drinking a bottle of wine every night since she was 16. She's about 33. And I said, well, you know, you can't get healed if you're doing drugs. She said, Dr. Love, there's no way I can put any energy into that. She wanted, but she couldn't control it. See, about 5 months, she said, Doctor, she was completely free of the wine. Well, no, in 1 month, she's down to 1 bottle of wine tonight. And then 5 months, the wine's completely gone. And I remember sitting out in front of the Safeway in Arizona there in Flagstaff. And she was telling me, Dr. Love, that's amazing because I never put any energy into getting off this alcohol. It just sort of happened. And she said, what do I do about the marijuana? I said, smoke all you want. And we'll just let God work through the remedies. Within another month, she's completely off the marijuana. So God really blessed her. If you're doing medical drugs, what I tell people is just go to your doctor and ask him to help you get off of them. Go to the person who put you on them. If you don't have high blood pressure, why would you take high blood pressure medication? If you don't have a heart condition anymore, why would you take heart medication? I had one woman who, as you begin to heal, have your doctor take you off the drugs. I had one woman told her psychiatrist she wanted to get off the Cymbalta. I said, why? Well, I'm not depressed anymore. She eventually helped her to get off the Cymbalta. I had a psychiatric nurse studied with me, was taking 15 medical drugs. And within about 4 months, 5 months, she was down to only 3. And within another month, she was down to all of them were gone. So tricky, but you know what? If you heal and you don't have a medical problem anymore, well, let's ask your medical doctor to help you get off of them. He's the one put you on them anyway. Okay, number 6. But that's adrenal theory. You can't get healed if you're taking drugs. You want to get off your drugs. Some of your drugs are tricky, especially the medical ones. Must have an advanced technology to stimulate you to heal. You got to have some way to kick the healing into going. It's just not going to take off on its own. You've got to have something to stimulate it. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist who studies with me, she said the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and move through your issues. We have all these technologies. Reiki, I'm a Reiki master. Acupuncturist, gone to a lot of acupuncturists. Tapping, therapy. But the Bach remedies, using the protocols that I teach, they're the best. The system is the best that's out there. And my job right now is to bring it to the world. And that's why I have this radio program. You have to have some advanced technology. My father told me, before he passed away, during the Second World War, they found these soldiers that had the shock in the war, post-traumatic stress in the war. They found it was better if they were in a group of other soldiers with the stress on. That was better for them as a stimulation to get them to heal and going through a psychiatrist one-on-one. You need something to stimulate you to do it. And that's what the Dr. Friend again said, the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through these issues. They trigger you to go through the natural healing process that you would need to go through anyway to heal your fear, anxiety, depression, whatnot. Number 7. To heal, you must process. So you have to learn how to process. You have to work through the issues. And so no one can do it for you. Whatever issues are eating you up, like if you're a bitter person, you're going to work through that bitterness and animosity and hatred. Learn how to be a person who doesn't hate anymore. You have to learn how to do that, and that's processing. We all want a quick fix, magic pill. Just give me something to take. Or if you can fix me. We don't want that to work. That's why I've always loved and admired Alcoholics Anonymous. Those people in AA work their butts off to stay sober. And they do inventory on the inner self. And they heal the character defects on the inner self. God bless them. And then another problem is see a lot of people even in the process because they love, they relish their disease. We get attention from our disease. You hear them tap their leg and go, oh, my arthritis. And they tell you all afternoon about their migraines. Oh, let me tell you about my operation. I get a lot of attention from disease. People feel sorry for themselves. They don't want to heal. People don't want to heal. Number eight, we must stay with it and give it time. At the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon, they teach that it takes 1 month of cure time, is what the quotation they give. It takes 1 month of cure time for every year of that condition. You have to stay with it. I had a student in Phoenix who was getting a divorce, and his wife and he were at each other's throat, and the divorce is coming in a few months. When he was finished with my certification program, 1 year certification, he and his wife were intimate again. They were getting ready to move in together again. He had resolved being a total doormat, and she had resolved being a dominating, critical, controlling person. And they were back in harmony again. It's not a 5 minute process, it took a year. I had a woman who, first woman I saw this happen to, it's a young woman. She had two or three children, and she had arthritis in her hand and hands. And we, 5 years, and we worked with a box for 4 years, I mean, for 5 months. And at the end of that time, all her pain was gone. Number nine. So you have to stay with it. Don't just do the process for a month and then lay off. You got to stay with it till you get your target handled. Must revisit, number nine, must revisit the healing process whenever it needs to be. It'll call you. You need to take those remedies again. You need to go through your healing process again and deal a little bit more with how dominating you are, how much a workaholic you are. 6 months down the line, if you got to handle 6 months down the line or a year down the line, whenever that stuff comes up. Hey, let me read you another point. Then we're going to get into the why, though. Deeper in the inner self, deeper than your normal go, there you'll find the mysteries of the earth and sky and gracious morn, beyond the veil of what you know and what you are allowed to see. You would have never seen or known the mysteries and the glories of the world beyond. Deeper to the waves of inner self. Let's step out of illusion's grasp. Illusion and its hold, this flowing sea of lives. Deeper to the land of meaning and of joy. The wonders of the truth, the wonders of the universe, outside the fabric of our self-deceit. Truth, forever till the start of time. The truth of what is really real. So fine. Just show me the truth. I just want to know what's true and what is real. Adolf Hitler was Man of the Year, Time Magazine, 1932, front page. And again, Time Magazine, Man of the Year, 1934. Just show me the truth. Show me what's real. I can take it. Okay, let's talk about the remedy, wild oak. My favorite remedy. Wild oak is to find your purpose, mission, and calling in life. It's about who you really are, occupationally, what your work in life is. Now, we're all called on to do a job, and most of us be responsible. You got to take care of a family. So we get a good job, and then hopefully we get a job we like. Brings us money, but that's still not our life work. Napoleon Hill, who was an advisor to President Wilson and also to President Roosevelt, he said, Each person has one thing that they can do better than anyone else on earth. My one thing is these Bach remedies. You're healing the emotional component and teaching about how to heal the emotional piece. That's my one thing. What's your one thing? The Cherokee taught their children forever since the start of time. Each person has two gifts and two latent gifts. My first gift was cooking, so I owned the first vegetarian organic restaurant in Northern California with some friends. And then my second gift, which is my primary gift, was healing. I've been doing that ever since, 40 years. I've only earned $100 being a guard at a party in Beverly Hills in about 1986 or 7. Other than that, I've never earned any money doing anything but healing for 40 years. That's a wild oat working. I take that every day. Let me tell you a wild oat story. To help you find your life work, your push, purpose, mission, and your calling in life. Your calling in life is so cool. You don't even care if you get paid for it. It's just too cool. You ever seen the guy stop out, you're on the freeway, he stops. What's going on? So my car's not working. So throw open your hood. He goes and jiggles it around, asks you to start it or do this or that. And then, bam, starts right up. He said, what'd you do? He said, God bless you. And he leaves. It's his gift. It's his purpose. It's too cool for school. Hey, check us out. I have my buddy, John, in Northern California. Went over to you. And he was a framer in a frame store, art store. He hated it. And we were buddies, and I had dinner, met his wife, met his kids, and he took me into a back room and he showed me some of his artwork. And he had been the art director for the Hare Krishna movement back during the 60s. God, he was an incredible visionary artist. But here he is stuck in this frames with this art store as a framer making frames. You bring in your artwork, he'll make you a frame. Hated it. Minimum wage. Hated his life. Hated it. I said, well, man, I said, you need to take some wild oats. It's to find your purpose, mission, and calling in life. He said, okay. He was also impatient. He was one of the most impatient people I've ever met. So I said, you got to take this and pay. I was going to L.A., moving to L.A. So I said, you know, you need to take a wild oat. You need to buy some and take the wild oat for direction. And take this impatience for being an impatient person. Take it for a year. Well, I ended up coming back. I'll talk to him a little bit. But came back in a year, and he invited me to dinner. And went in and said hello to the family. And then he said, I got to show you something. This was a year later. He took me into his garage, which was now his art studio, and the walls were lined with paintings and drawings. I was so impressed. It was so cool. And he took me to his desk, and he handed me two invitations. One was to an art gallery opening in New York City, and the other was to an art gallery opening in Washington, D.C. He had now taken his place as one of the leading visionary artists in the United States. That's a wild oat. And I tell everybody it's a one-year healing. You're also going to need to heal the blocks which are preventing you from discovering yourself and what your gift is. Most of us will go into our 60s and our 70s and our 80s. We never, never know what our gift is. I remember standing there in front of Dr. Viola Irwin. God bless her. She had this kyphosis, big hump on the back of her back, and we did massage every week, deep massage for about a year. Got rid of 90% of it. I remember standing there, and she's standing there. She's so electric. She's got people coming from all over L.A. to her house. She puts them on her table. She does chiropractic. She went back, got a chiropractic license at 55. She's a full-time chiropractor at 85, teaching people health, teaching people how to take care of themselves, fixing their back, taking care of people. All the electricity of this woman at the age of 85. This woman had her life work, God damn bless her. But you need to take care of the blocks. If you're under the influence of a suppressor person, you're never going to have your life work. They're going to suck all that away. If you don't have enough self-confidence, people have chipped down your self-confidence, you'll never have your life work until you get your confidence. If you're loaded with fear and you're too shy, or you can't speak your truth, you can't open your mouth and speak your truth, or maybe you open your mouth and you talk to people and you're cruel and you hurt people's feelings. You can't have your life work with all these character defects going on. So part of the healing that you do during that year is to heal the character defects that are blocking you, that are part of the sabotage, that are blocking you so you would never be able to have your true life work. That's one of the things I show you how to do in my course. You can also get my book, my two books, Physician Heal Thyself and The Art of Healing. They're electronic books. I can send them to you. I'll give you my contact info in a minute. So you have to let it work in a hurry. Could take 2 years if you got a lot of blocks. I had a man in Santa Monica I worked with. He told me, I gave him remedies, and he told me, I've taken wild oak throughout the years off and on. I'll tell you, he said, he's a businessman. He said, I'll tell you, when I'm taking wild oak, I never make an incorrect business decision. So the wild oak helps you to know, I don't want to do this. This is not right. This is the thing I should do. It's my next step. Wild oak is significant for them. And, you know, should I marry this woman? Should I marry this man? Should I move to New York? Should I move to Las Vegas? The big decisions of life, not the little ones, what kind of beans to order, or what kind of beans to buy at the health food store, what kind of dress to wear. It's the big decisions of life, your dreams and your plans. I had a chiropractor in Santa Monica. I put him on the wild oat after a month on the wild oat. He said, my God, he said, this is so incredible. I decided to move my office around this way, and these will be the treating rooms, and I want these rooms to be that way, and I've set my practice in a different way. I want it to be this way and that way. That's a wild oat. Helps you set your life work up. And if you don't have your life work, it's going to help you to find it. You see, there's this thing they call in ancient China, they call it the Tao, T-A-O, the Tao. In the West, we call it God's plan. Everybody talks about God's plan, but people don't know about it. They don't know much about it. God's will for your life today. You can do your own thing today. Do everything the way you want today. Have you ever noticed sometimes your life doesn't work because you're doing things your way instead of God's way? So one of the things you do with prayer and meditation, and contacting God, is to make an effort to get in touch with God's plan, move into the Tao. The wild oak is to set you up and help you to move into the Tao with your work. What you do to earn a living. Michelangelo, he had a block. His father was a block. father says, none of my children are ever going to make a living with their hands. He didn't like Michelangelo wanting to be an artist. So Michelangelo got this big thing of granite, set it there, and looked at it 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. The prince of Italy came by and was a friend, and he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm working. Well, his father had suppressed him so bad that for 1 year, it was either 8 months or a year, I forget, Michelangelo sat there and looked at that block of marble because he was so suppressed from his father telling him he didn't want him to be an artist. And finally he got his mind right, got his vision right, and began to carve and carve the statue of David. The most elegant work of art probably ever done. Wilder will take you to the point where you can carve the statue of David. Each one of us is a Michelangelo, a Martin Luther King, a John Kennedy inside of ourselves, but we're kept in mediocrity. Why? Oh, listen. Because they don't want you to have your life work. They want you to do what they want you to do. So you can be a consumer. So you can stand in the food line and don't say anything and don't make waves. They don't want you to be in your power. Because if you're in your power, you're going to think yourself. If you're in your power, you're going to become a man of the Enlightenment, a student of the Enlightenment, which is what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin call themselves. If you think for yourself, you'll become a student of the Enlightenment, because we're moving to the age of Enlightenment, and you will be free. Even if you live under Nazi dictatorship, you'll be free on your inner self. Nobody's free on their inner self. We're obedient slaves, and there's a lot of different kinds of slavery. Debt slavery, slavery by having a dominating female in the house, slavery to your drugs, a lot of different kinds of slavery. Do as you're told, don't make waves. Just be quiet in the lunch line, stand there. Don't get excited with your passion. Just go numb. Be a good consumer. Be a good worker down at the Walmart. They don't want you to think for yourself. And they don't want you to become the Michelangelo. Everyone has greatness inside of themselves. That's why we're never supposed to interfere with the life of other people. Everyone has a Martin Luther King inside of them. If you can only find it. The wild oat is to find that part of yourself. Most of us don't have our life work, and we don't know who we are. They want us to be in pain, and they want us to not make waves. And they, oh God, this is painful. They want you to have disease. You know why? Because disease is all about money. You know why the war in Vietnam went on so long? You know why the war in Iraq, Afghanistan, goes on so long? Because war is all about money. They want you to not be free. They want you to be a slave. So the wild age is about regaining your power and finding out who you are so you can have the electricity of life streaming through your eyes and do what is in God's plan for you to do. Okay, let me read you another poem, and then I'm going to tell you about my program, and we'll finish up with Wilder next week. The records of the years of untouched pain and unfelt tears. If only you could stop and feel and learn to handle and resolve the ancient patterns and the untouched hurt you carry in between the fibers of your breath. Or you could try to outrun your pain and race busy to the heart of night. Embrace the drugs they give you and take the Prozac and the pills, anything to make the pain go away. Then you'll never have to stop and feel the baggage and the crap you carry, also buried in your deepest soul. Along the desert path, where cactus meets the edge of night, where starlight falls against the ethers of your heart, the records of the years of untouched pain and unfelt tears. So let me tell you about my program. I have a one-year certification program, and if you want to do the advanced, you can do a second year of advanced work. Learn to become a master teacher yourself. I sit down beside you and take you through the gateways and the doorways of the healing process. Here's a gate. Now go through it. Here's a doorway. Now go through this. I show you how to do that. Not about memorizing, giving things back to the teacher and getting approval of an A or a B. You don't learn anything that way. We give a certified homeopath. We give a certified nutrition consultant. We give homeopathic certification of the treatment of animals and certified herbalist. And I sit beside you and work with you, give you remedies. And I guarantee this will be the most dramatic healing of your life. And through this, you'll learn to heal yourself and to heal other people. And I teach you the wonderful SAF, which is, I think, the deepest thing that's going on out there. It's something that you can do to learn to heal the deeper patterns, the genetic patterns, the family codes that pass down the generations that you carry inside yourself, the deepest patterns that you have. The Bach and the SAF are complete. I don't think there's anything deeper and more powerful that's out there. And you can learn to do those for your own self. That's what I teach you, to work on your own self. And then I teach you the wonderful alignment technique, puts all the bones of the spine into a complete spinal alignment. Gets most everybody out of pain. Too cool for school. Just muscle test the feet and hold a few points on the temporal and the occiput gently. All the bones of the pain and the bones of the spine go into place and you come out of pain most all the time. Really, really cool. And I teach you about diet. We've got a couple of nutrition programs that heal the body, the heart. So that's about it, guys. And if you're interested, my phone number is 406-585-0774. DrEricLove.com. MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. 406-585-0774. God bless us all, and thank you for letting me come into your home. And good healing to you. God bless you. Till next week.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.